Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
On a Sunday, this feels weird.
Yeah, I mean, this is very much a we knew it was coming, you know, we had pre-planned for a record on a Sunday, but I for one sort of forgot about the fact that we were recording on a Sunday, and obviously it was my birthday yesterday.
It was your birthday. To be honest, I should have picked up the prep for this week. I thought that when I got in the car after your birthday meal last night, I did think, oh, I should have just got on with the prep today.
I mean, it's fine, Pat, but I mean, I already had some shiz, but you know, you just sort of feel like, you know, we want our listeners involved, don't we, Pat?
Involved,
you know,
involved.
This is, we are just but a vessel.
Yeah.
They
are the lifeblood of the pod.
They absolutely are.
We are but a vessel.
We are but a vessel for them. We are their voices.
Deep. This is deep. I just want to say as well, it's the 1st of December today, and I just want to say to anyone who's listening to this, do not think that you have got to get involved in all of the shit. Because I really feel like this can become a really difficult time of year for people.
Totally.
And we have talked a bit about this when we've done more serious segments on the podcast about how difficult Christmas can be. I just want to say, you don't have to do the Elf on the Shelf. You don't have to have a million advent calendars. You don't have to have balloons everywhere. You don't have to have a tidy house. You don't even have to have started your Christmas shopping. No. It's all going to be okay. I have looked on my phone this morning and felt completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
By the Christmas shit that is going down.
Yeah.
People have got to chill.
Relax. Just relax.
It's too much.
It is. I mean, I'm out here recording with you, still in my pyjamas.
Oh, I mean, I'm basically in joggers and a hoodie.
I haven't even got a bra on.
I've got a sports bra on.
I am absolutely tits out.
This must be great for Joel, honestly. This must be so his auntie and his own mother talking about whether they're bra'd or with their tits out. Happy 1st of December, Joel. Welcome.
Your mum's recording with her tits out.
I've got a funny story to tell you that happened to me this week.
Oh, I love it when you come with a funny story. Okay, but does this involve any sort of falling over?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. But anyway, let's crack on.
I don't fall over as much now, do I? Because I engage my core.
You engage your core. You're engaging your core.
Right, picture the scene. I'm on a big work meeting, okay?
Right. In person or online?
Online.
On the line, okay.
There's probably about 5 or 6. Some of them are quite important people.
Quite senior.
On this call, right?
Mm.
And Sherlock comes up to fuss me. He's like padding at me.
Padding.
So I think, oh, I should, you know, probably just mute myself and turn my camera off. So I turn my camera off, mute myself, and he's purring and I'm stroking him. And he's like, you know, putting his head on my shoulder. And I start saying, oh, Sherlock, you're really cold. Have you got cold ears? Oh, it's okay, Baba. It's okay. And I just hear, breathe. And I'm like, and then I just hear my manager go, you're not muted, mate.
Oh my gosh, Pat.
So I've had the not muted moment all the times I've taken the piss out. Just mute yourself. It's not that hard. We've been doing this since 2020. I was full on baby animal voice. Oh, Licky, have you got cold ears? Oh, you're cold, Poppy. Oh no, Poppy, it's okay. Yeah, I know. I'll give you some food after I finish this. Wreath, you're not eating, mate.
That is just the worst.
I actually went red. I don't really go red very often. It takes a lot. No. I was mortified.
How did you then approach?
I just put my camera back on and I was like, and my manager, Dwayne, she was like, I've never seen you go red before. I said, I am so embarrassed. I'm completely mortified. I'm so sorry. The other people were laughing. One of the people on the call said, oh, Ruth, I've had a really tough week. This has made my week. Like, it was all very jovial.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never felt that because I was really full on animal baby voice.
Oh, no, Pats.
It wasn't even like I was telling him off, like, get down. Or I was full on. Like, you know.
Also, the fact that you're obviously his name's Sherlock, but you call him Licky.
Licky.
The fact that you're saying, oh, Licky.
Yeah. Oh, God, cold. Oh, you're so cold, Papa. It's okay. And I just said, I'm just going to mute myself and turn my camera off and just give myself a moment to compose myself. I was so embarrassed.
Embarrassed.
And I thought, because I was going to tell you, I was going to phone you and tell you, I thought, no, save it.
No.
Save it for the pod.
Any of these things now, we can't do anything in real time.
No, we've got to save it for
everything
the pod.
Everything is like, should I tell Pat? No, I have to keep that for the pod.
Yeah.
It's everything now,
everything.
Isn't it?
Everything.
Everything. Now, I've seen a couple of funnies this week. A couple of funnies. Okay, so one is from our favourite
Abebebe. Very British problem. If you're new around here, that stands for very British problems.
Which we love.
Just call it Abebebe.
Okay, so this is what I saw. I felt like I accidentally rolled my eyes at someone on the tube and they saw me. So I decided to start rolling my eyes a lot. Pretending I had some sort of eye problem. To try to explain / disguise the first accidental eye roll. And they probably think I'm a maniac.
That is the worst.
I think that's one of the funniest VBPs. I love that.
What about when you get spotted though, like someone you don't know, or you're out in a public place and you like give them an evil, or you roll your eyes, or you're like, oh God, and they see you, just think, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
And actually, we are quite bad for an eye roll. Like if we're together,
oh
and
my God,
we like see someone / something happening straight away, we'll clock eyes, eye roll.
Ellen is now the same.
Yes.
Ellen is big into God. I mean, Ellen doesn't miss a trick.
She does not.
Did you see? She is
She really does pick it all up.
And if you see something and you're with her and then you just can't stop laughing.
No.
And you think, oh God, I look like a bad person.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Talking of not eye rolling or anything like that, but last night we all, as a La Famille, went for Angie's birthday.
Mm.
And I got James to come down. And anyway, yada, yada, yada. We all sang happy birthday to Ange. And then James has got this thing that he does where everybody has to sing, skip around the room, skip around the room. We won't shut up till you skip around the room. Everyone's clapping. So Ange had to skip around the restaurant. Very funny. Then another birthday happened and the whole thing started again. The bloke sat behind James on the table behind. Eye rolling galore.
He was
fucking livid.
Oh, mate. I mean, just have a laugh. And
James turned around to him and said, it's your birthday, isn't it? It's your birthday next. And the guy didn't even raise a smile. He just went, no more birthdays, thank you.
I couldn't work out what he said. Is that what he said?
Yeah, not even like, didn't even crack a tiniest smile. Didn't even like, his eyes didn't light up or anything. He just went, No more birthdays, thank you.
Oh, what a boring old fart.
Well, I don't think him and I assume it was his wife or his partner. I don't think they spoke to each other the whole time they ate their meal. Because they were obviously behind you and there was like a glass thing and I kept clocking them. I don't think they said a single word to each other while they ate. She was looking around the room. I mean, she looked bored to bloody tears, mate.
She probably wanted to skip around the room.
She wanted to skip. You can feel it.
Yeah, and then she thought, I can't do that because Brian will lose his shit if I skip. So I better just sit here.
Bastard moody Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly.
People like that really get on my tits, Jo.
I'd have joined in. If I wasn't on our table, I'd have been like, yes, mate, let's get them skipping around the room. Join in.
Yeah.
Get into it. Get going. Have another vino. Get yourself pissed. Have a good time, Brian.
Yeah. Crack a fucking smile, Brian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. That was my VBP one.
I had a VBP one.
Oh, go on then. You bring your VBP and then I'll bring the other one.
Okay. So this is just a whole list of when you haven't really heard somebody or they've said something and your response, okay? So
right,
it says, say again, translation, I wasn't listening. Say that last bit again, translation, I wasn't listening, but you unexpectedly said something very interesting. Pardon? Translation, I didn't hear you. Eh? Translation, what are you on about? You what? Translation, what the hell are you on about? What did you just say? Translation, I might have to fight you. I beg your pardon. Translation, I might have to challenge you to a duel.
That is so true.
My favourite one of that is, say that last bit again. Translation, I wasn't listening, but you unexpectedly said something very interesting.
That is absolutely Margs.
And me.
And you, yeah.
Say that last bit again. You just said some gossip there. And
you just mentioned someone. I'm quite interested to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what did you say?
But other than, up until that point, I actually couldn't give a shit what you were talking about. I'd actually completely clocked off, zoned out. Wasn't even in the room.
I also love an A.
A? I am always an A.
A?
Right, this other one, Pat, I think you're going to absolutely love it. She's one I've seen on the old Grammage from British Moments.
Okay.
Remember in primary school, you'd be playing chase and someone would ask, could they play two? And you'd be like, oh, sorry, mate, it's not my game. You'll have to ask Hannah.
Sorry, mate, I didn't put the teams together.
It's not my game. You'll have to ask Hannah.
Taking it really seriously.
Yeah.
I'd love to let you play, Susan, but I'm not sure Hannah
would. I didn't actually start the game, so you'll have to ask Hannah.
What about primary school as well? I don't know if we've talked about this before. Beans in assembly when your legs would go dead. I would fall over a lot because I'd be sat cross-legged and we'd be singing, you know, autumn days when the grass is green. And then they'd say, right, we're going to stand up for the last verse. Yeah. Oh, my God, fuck off.
Your legs just give way, don't
they? Mrs. Burke from the Park Council School, fuck off. I can't stand up now. I've got pins and needles.
Yeah, my legs are actually totally numb. I can't feel anything from my waist down. I feel like I've had an epidural.
That's what they should do to pregnant women. We're just going to sit you here, cross-legged.
Sing some songs.
We've stopped giving epidurals. We're going to do a primary school assembly.
Assembly.
You've got to sit on the cold floor for about 45 minutes.
In just your pants. You know, nothing between your bum and the cold floor, just a sort of slight layer of cotton.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Right, we've had a Justin from a listener. Okay, let me get the Justin.
I was thinking we should Maybelline. We should maybe explain what a Justin is.
Yeah.
We've just start calling it Justin.
Mm.
And people are going to be like, what's a Justin?
What the hell's that?
It was started by one of our listeners, Snedders, and it's things that shouldn't be embarrassing that are. Here's the jingle.
Things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are. Things that shouldn't be embarrassing.
We have now started calling it Justin.
Because when you put all the letters of things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are, you get like Spieber, which then we thought actually Justin Bieber, Justin. There we go. That's how we end up there.
Yeah.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So we had a Justin in.
Yeah.
From Lynn's Bennett.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, ladies. Absolutely love the pod. I've listened for a long time and always get a giggle. For things that shouldn't be embarrassing but are, I would say trying on shoes in a shoe shop has to be up there.
Definitely.
Why does it feel so silly sitting in your socks, waiting for them to bring your new shoes to try on? Then the sales assistant watches you as you put on the new shoes and tie the laces. Sometimes I tie them wrong, as if I forget how to do it altogether. The pressure. Then the walk to check how comfortable they are. Why is this so mortifying? Doing a lap of the shop, trying to walk normally, and being so conscious of every step you take. Please tell me I'm not on my own with this. Now, this is true, isn't it?
This is true.
And I actually think this is, I was actually talking to Joel, producer Joel,
about this
Justin. And he actually made a very good point about actually this is always worse if you're on your own.
That is so true.
If you're on your own, trying
you've got
on shoes,
shoes on.
Oh. It's like you have to do the whole thing, or you can't even say to your mate, your pal, whoever you're with, what do you think? You are there on your own with the sales assistant who is literally just watching what you're doing, and you put them on, like Lindsay says, sometimes you can't even figure out how to lace up a shoe anymore. That seems to have gone.
But sometimes with a new shoe, especially with a lace, they are so solid.
Yeah.
That you have to do that thing where you pull them apart, try, no, my foot's not going in. Okay. Mm. Take out a few of the top laces, but no, it's still not. You basically get down to you've got three bits of lace left. And you can't see if they look good or not anyway, because you're like, well, I'm never going to wear them like this, but I can't sit and relace them in front of Sharon.
Exactly.
She's got other things to do.
Yes.
And then you have to say, Sharon, I know you bought me a 6, but I think I'm a 6.5. We don't do half sizes. Do you want to try the 7?
Yeah. Yeah, go on then, Sharon. Okay. I'll try the 7. Yeah.
And then you start saying, I can always put an insole in it. Can't I? And Sharon's thinking, I don't give a shit
what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I am clocking off in 15 minutes. And to be quite honest, I hope you're the last fucking customer of the day.
It is so true though, yeah. Isn't it? The whole shoe thing is hashtag.
And orcs. Then you have to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What do you think, Sharon?
Yeah, well, I actually have done that.
Oh, that's Mal. That is Mal.
I have. I remember this was back in the summertime. In the summertime when the weather is high, we can
not longer than 20 minutes because we can get seen longer than 20 seconds. Or 20 seconds even. Not 20 minutes.
So I was buying some shoes for my niece's wedding. And I was on my own. And I didn't want a high heel because, you know, I'm 49. I can't walk around in heels for any longer than 5 minutes.
Sure.
So I just wanted to go for a kitten heel.
I think they are ridiculous. Carry on.
I used to think that too, Pats, but I am very much in my kitten heel era.
Oh, right. Okay.
So there were these two pairs that I liked. I was on my own in this shop. I'd searched every fucking store that I could think of that would sell shoes. Couldn't find any anywhere that I liked. Found two pairs in this one store. I was on my own, literally putting them on, because obviously they're like, they were wedding shoes, they're fancy shoes. Oh, yeah. I'm there in a pair of leggings. Even that's weird, isn't it? When you're putting on fancy shoes and you're not in the right gear.
You're not in the right gear.
And I was literally trying, didn't know which two, I was trying to phone Nell, see if she could answer, tell me what she thought. She wasn't answering. Anyway, in the end I said, Sharon, what do you think? This one or this one? I had one on each foot.
And what did she say? She picked one of them and you went with them.
I did. I trusted Sharon in that moment.
Well, have you ever had Dad FaceTime you from the opticians?
I don't think I have.
It is quite the experience. So Mal will often FaceTime me from the opticians. Actually, Mal FaceTimes me a lot for like style advice, whether that's in the home or what he's wearing. Anyway, I'll never forget this one time he FaceTimed me and he had a pair of glasses on. And he answered, and it's like, I can only see half his face because he's 70. And I'm like, you're right, Dad. Yeah. Can you see me? No, I can see your forehead. Oh, right. Brings the phone down, holds it. What do you think to these specs? I said, yeah, they're nice. I like them. He said, well, Linda here, Linda's obviously the woman that's been helping him. Yeah. Linda here, she's helped me whittle it down to 3.
Oh my God.
How many did Linda have to go through?
Yeah.
She's helped me whittle it down to 3. I'm not sure about these. What do you think? And then he just holds the phone just right in front of his face and it's silent. So I'm like, yeah, I like them. Hang on a second. Linda, hold that. So he gets the assistant to hold the phone, takes one pair of glasses off. Obviously, thanks, Linda. What do you think to these? I mean, they're like half a millimeter different. I mean, it's like the time. I said, oh, they're quite similar, Dad. Slightly different shape, Ruth. The frame is, right. Yeah, I like them. Okay, Linda, hold that. Go through the whole room. And again, the most minute of difference. Like they're a charcoal grey rather than a black.
Yeah.
They're all nice, Dad, actually.
They're all the same.
Right, okay. All right, then. Well, I'll just get Linda to help me. Oh, God, poor fucking Linda. All right, Dad, see ya. Buy them.
The thing is as well, Dad is very particular.
Oh my God.
Isn't he? Yeah, he is really.
He is. I felt for Linda in that moment. I'm thinking, how long's Dad been in there?
Oh my God.
4 hours.
He started with about 10 pairs.
What do you think to these? What do you think to these, Linda? I bet Linda's thinking, oh my God.
Please, will Mr. Corden just leave?
Leave. So yeah, the FaceTime.
Yeah. No, I haven't. Mal's never done that with me, which is actually quite rude.
I don't think he trusts your judgment,
probably not. No,
or what is actually true, he knows he won't fucking answer.
Okay.
I just need to go back quickly to something we talked about last week. I should have done this at the top of the show, and I'm so sorry, but it went out of my head. So I'm just gonna bring it now.
Bring it.
I had a lot of messages in about this sending wine back thing.
Yes.
It went mad on my WhatsApp. It went mad on... Oh, my God. Somebody sent me a voice note saying, it's not to see if you like it, you idiot. It's to see if it's corked.
Lots of people were saying that, weren't they?
Like, I had a lot of messages. Anyway, I took it to a poll because I thought, actually, this is kicking off.
It's kicking off.
This shit is kicking off. So I asked, do you send wine back to A, to see if it's corked, B, to see if you like it, or C, for both? Very, very close.
Really?
Very close. 39% to see if it's corked. 37% to see if you like it. 24% for both. So we still haven't
got a clear answer.
This question.
I think it's because most people don't know.
Do you think?
I think so. I think people think they know, but they don't really.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, you know, sometimes it's because I'm seeing this cork. Sometimes I'm just seeing if I like it. Sometimes it's a bit of both.
Right.
I think people just pretend they're snobs. Whereas I can't be dealing with any of that shit.
I'd really like to get like a sommelier on from the Savoy or something. Even if it was just for 5 minutes, just be like, look, can you answer this once and for all? I did ask James because I thought he would know, and he never replied. Bastard.
Classic. I mean, just the whole. I mean, we have, you know, one of our very earlier eps. We did a whole thing on sommeliers, didn't
sommeliers,
we?
Sommeliers, yeah.
Sommeliers. And I just love the fact that they are called sommeliers.
Yeah,
sommelier. I just like saying sommelier. Yeah.
Stop saying it now because it doesn't sound like a word anymore. And you are in a zone today, aren't you?
I feel like I'm sort of having a bit of an out-of-body experience.
I'm not. Do you feel like you're jet-lagged?
I feel like I'm actually not really here.
Yeah, I can sense that.
Yeah.
I think to like... a lot of us, we were wishing you weren't really here.
Fair enough, to be honest.
Anyway, I just wanted to bring up the corked.
Yeah, which, yeah. I mean, I think... It's a shame, really, because I feel like we haven't really...
We've not really ended that, have we? We've not had closure on that. It's disappointing.
Right, now, listen up, listeners.
Listen up.
We have got some brilliant shit to bring you for our end of year episode.
Which is actually going to go out this year on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, you are getting a little FTF Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
This idea has come about by our new producer, Joel, which was a...
Give it up for producer Joel.
Cracking idea that producer Joel has brought. Pats, do you want to explain?
Well, what Joel came up with, which is a sterling idea, is that we are going to do, on Christmas Eve, a Finding the Funny award show.
Get in!
So the way this is going to work is Ange and I are going to pick content from the last year of the pod, looking at the best dickish behaviour, looking at the best tits. We're going to whittle them down to maybe two or three, and then we're going to set it to you to vote for the best tits, dickish, Justin, Urban, whatever it may be. We are going to have two or three options in each category, and then you as the listeners are going to decide if that particular piece of content has been sent in by a listener. You will win a voucher from Finding the Funny to you.
Merry Christmas.
So we are Ange and I are going to set about this week find the content. It will then be on polls on Finding the Funny. If you don't follow Finding the Funny on Instagram, go and follow it now, because you are going to have the opportunity to help us decide who has come up with the best content of 2024.
Brit, I mean, such a cracking idea.
Brilliant. Stella.
Yeah.
Stella.
Stella from producer Joel there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PJ. So gang, I'm going to start calling producer Joel PJ.
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 Yeah. PJ. So there we go, gang. So that's, look out for that on the FTF Instagram.
Yeah.
Pats and I will set about gathering information, giving you the options.
Yeah.
You decide. And then, you know, if you happen to be the listener that's provided the winning thing, there'll be some sort of voucher heading your way.
Voucher.
Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. Okay, right, Pats. I have got an urban for you.
Okay.
Okay, this week's urban is Sweetie Wife.
Oh, Sweetie Wife.
Sweetie Wife.
It's got to be something to do with people who are posh.
No, actually, oh. No, nothing about being posh. In fact, probably quite the opposite.
Oh, I would have thought it was like Sweetie Darling, you're my Sweetie Wife. Oh my God, darling, you're Sweetie.
I mean, that is actually quite funny.
What about I don't know. A wife that's younger?
No. Right, should I tell
you? I'm way off. I can feel I'm off the scent here.
Now I'm hoping that our Scottish listenership will maybe know this one, because it is a Scottish word.
Oh.
Now I can't really do a Scottish accent. Which I really would like to try and do, but
don't do it. It'll offend.
Okay, the new Sweetie Wife. Sweetie Waif is a noun, purveyor of gossip. A man who likes to gossip. A man who is in the affairs of women. Right, hang on. Okay, then you. There's an old man down our street and he's a ripped oldie sweetie waif.
My God, no. Right, you're going to have to say that in your own voice now because I haven't got a clue what you've just said because I was busy watching the shapes you were making with your mouth as you tried to say that sentence.
Okay, so in English, there's an old man down our street and he's a right old sweetie waif. There's basically a man
that gossips the whole loves time.
Loves a gossip.
That's Mal. Dad loves a gossip.
I know, I was trying to think. I don't think, other than Mal, I don't think I know any sweetie wives.
Ian's not a sweetie wife.
Oh, Ian can give less of a shit about anything.
Marty can be a bit of a sweetie wife.
Do you know who I thought could be a sweetie wife, which is weird because we also put him in the, what was the other urban we did recently?
Bros or Teddy Bros.
Kerslake. Do you think he could be a sweetie wife? Which is, I'm apologising to Kerslake. I don't know if he listens, but I think Kerslake could fall into the Teddy Bro slash Sweetie Wife.
Anthony Kerslake is a Teddy Bro slash... No, probably not a gossip. He's not a gossip.
He's not a Sweetie Wife. No. Don't call them a gossip. Call them a Sweetie Wife. I like it.
Dad would definitely go in the Sweetie Wife category, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think Mal does love that, doesn't he?
Dad loves to hear the juice.
Also, I think Dad is very heavily involved in neighbourhood shit, isn't he?
Yeah!
He is really into the neighbours of shit, isn't he, down his
street? Dad used to clean his car on a Sunday. Obviously, he'd make out because he wanted to clean the car. No, he wanted to catch people walking by. Oh, hiya, Mal. Hiya, how you doing? Oh, you cleaning your car? Yeah, you never guess what happened last week to Belinda.
Yeah.
To Belinda. Mm.
Well, she lost her shit down at
It's the band thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The band. It's the old school bander and dad. It's like, oh, so-and-so's not here because so-and-so did this and what happened. And...
Did you hear about Tracy, her bum let go in the shops?
Do you ever sometimes wonder when you do this? This is really just for our own entertainment. This whole we've got a podcast thing is actually a crock of shit. And I think we should stop telling people that we've got a podcast. Because all this is us for our own entertainment with about four people listening. And we're going around going, yeah, we've got a podcast. We need to shut the fuck up. Stop doing that, because actually, I don't think anyone else finds any of this shit fun.
Well, I mean, you know, this is if you take it back to 2020, Paz. This is why we started it.
2020.
You know, we would FaceTime during those COVID times.
Oh my God, do you remember?
Which were tough times.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Since you pointed out that I do that, it's really, I'm starting to piss myself off with it. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
But yeah, we started it because we were FaceTiming all the time, chatting the shit that we now chat on here that we share with the four people who listen. But that's where it started.
I'm going to stop telling people we've got a podcast. I'm going to just start saying Ange and I have a weekly chat for about 45 minutes. We stick a mic in front of us and then
put it out there and see who likes it.
God, that is so funny. So remember, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us on Instagram. I'm at Ruth_Corden, she's at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast slash us having a chat 40 minutes a week that we just put out there on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. Keep a lookout on our socials.
Social feeds.
for all of the best content of this year and your ability to vote. But Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.